and welcome to PCB Chat. I'm Mike Buteau, editor of PCDNF and Circuits Assembly. Our sponsor today is PCB West, the largest trade show for the electronics design, fabrication, and assembly industry in Silicon Valley. Learn more at PCBWest.com. Joining me today is Hans Stahl. Hans is CEO of NCAP Group, the world's largest bare board distributor. Its revenues last year totaled more than $160 million U.S., and it boasts more than 1,650 customers worldwide, for which it supplied 113 million PCBs. And on Tuesday, June 5th, NCAP went public on the NASDAQ Stockholm Exchange. Congratulations on the IPO, Hans. How was it to ring the opening bell on the NASDAQ Stockholm?
It was fantastic. I've never done that before, and it was a fantastic feeling, and do it together with the previous owners and all the staff here in Sweden. It was a great moment, and a great moment for me and NCAB.
So the original owners were there with you?
Yes.
Many people may not know this, but NCAB was founded in 1993, before the term bare board distributor was even coined. Do you think the founders ever envisioned this level of size and success?
No, I don't think so. And they were almost like shedding some tear during this ringing in the bell. So it was, now it was great to have them there. And I think they were rather proud for having started this company.
What a fantastic moment it must have been for everyone. Now, NCAP showed very solid sales growth last year as a private company, with revenue up almost 15%. Why did you feel the need to go public now?
I think the owners of the R12 company, they owned us for like 11 years. So I think they thought we were ready for the next step in our development. And to grow even more, I think they felt that they wanted to have other competence into the board of directors, and they would still stay on as the biggest owner, and we will have the same board of directors. So I will not notice that much. And from an operation point of view, I think it's great because I think we can attract bigger customers, can also attract bigger factories in China, and also may have the possibility to make acquisitions.
Now, how would you characterize the success of the IPO? It appears the number of listed shares was higher than originally forecast.
Yeah, we have an extra loan of $100,000, so we have issued some more shares, very much so we have some cash in the case if we're going to make acquisitions, and also get the share more attractive.
Now, as you noted just now and also in the announcement for the IPO, NCAP plans to use the funds for expansion, including acquisitions. What makes a company an attractive acquisition target for you?
I mean, a perfect target for us is that the company is a PCB trader. It should be a trader, no factories, and kind of a mid-size between 5 and 20 million U.S. dollars. And also they should have a quality focus because quality is important when it comes to circuit boards. And also have a good staff, well-educated, with a good attitude and engagement. That's important for us.
NCAP has an extensive supplier network. What is the process for choosing these fabricators?
That's kind of extensive. We have a sourcing group of people only doing the sourcing. So it's all about finding prospective factories and then audit them, to go through them from the beginning to the end. Especially also doing sustainability audits. That's also important for us before we approve a factory. And it takes about 1 year before we have approved the factory. And as we all know, I mean, all factory states, they can do much more than in reality they can. So we audit them to a certain and decide what sort of type of boards we can buy from them.
Now, you mentioned sustainability. Could you elaborate on what that means?
For us, it's important that we know what the factory is doing regarding sustainability, and it's everything about well, we are checking the employees, how they are being treated. Like we're checking dormitories, we're checking emergency exits, we go through the employment lists so there are no underage people in employed. And we go through the kind of, ear protection and all that sort of stuff. And also we're checking their emissions so they follow the laws, because the Chinese laws are pretty tight when it comes to all this. And this is all so our customers and our investors can sleep better.
NCAB sources boards from all the major regions, while some competitors concentrate simply on Southeast Asia. What do you see as the advantage to your strategy?
Our strategy is to source, basically, when we start up a new company, we start up where there is domestic production of circuit boards. That's where we have the biggest potential. We use predominantly factories from China, so it's a big chunk of what we purchase our boards is China, but it's also important to be able to deliver prototyping, quick turnaround. And therefore, we also work with factories in Europe and in the USA, all to be able to supply the whole product life cycle for our customers.
Now, along those same lines, NCAB has remained a pure play board distributor while competing with companies that offer their own fabrication services or that distribute other products as well. How do you use that to an advantage? And has bringing fabrication in-house to any degree ever been on your roadmap?
Yeah, I mean, for us it's important, and we think for customers it's important that we are independent. If we should have a factory, we should, of course, put all the kind of high-margin product into that factory, which does not mean that that's the best offer for the customer. So that's an important advantage we have. And also to have in-house production, no, that takes too much management work, has to go to that factory, and too much investment, et cetera. And it's, again, that's why we're independent. That's so important.
Well, congratulations for your success so far. It's been a long climb from the founding in 1993, but I'm sure that there's a lot more room to grow.
Yes, it sure is, and thank you very much.
My guest today has been Hans Stahl, Chief Executive of NCAB Group. Thanks for joining me, and I want to thank PCB West for sponsoring this episode of PCB Chat. This is Mike Buteau. Have a nice day.